Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Adam Wozniak here, and I'm here with my esteemed co-host, Darren Parkinson. How are you doing today, Darren?
I'm doing great today, Adam, and we're lucky to have a very special guest today, local entrepreneur, marketing expert, multiple publications, and co-founder of neuromarketing giant Neurotech, and all by the age of 21, might I add. It is my honor to introduce the one and only Ty Boysen.
Thank you very much, Darren. Great to be here.
How are you doing today, Ty?
I'm good. It's really awesome to be here.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So my name's Ty. I'm 21 years old, originally from South Africa. I moved here about 2.5 years ago. And originally, I went to Kennesaw State University, recently transferred to Georgia Institute of Technology, go Yellow Jackets. And I'm a business student studying marketing and as well as industrial design and entrepreneurship. And about the beginning of this year, I began my first entrepreneurial venture with one of my professors from Kennesaw State and a personal mentor of mine. And it is called Neurotech, and we are a biomarketing research firm. So what we do is we apply neurophysiological principles to the marketing field to help customers understand their customers a little bit better.
So how does a business student get into the neuromarketing aspect of the job?
Well, it was entirely by coincidence. So one of my professors has something called the Neuro Lab, the Brain Lab at Kennesaw State University. And she happened to mention it in class one day. I was immediately interested, so I asked to see it. We went up, saw it, and that very same day I agreed to do some research with her, along with one of my classmates. So we started doing the research. It was based on looking at how user interfaces work and how that is impacted by brain function. And it was really, really interesting. And while we were using these tools, I just realized, why are businesses not using these? Why do businesses not understand their customers better when they have these tools available to understand the very inner workings of their brains? And so I spoke to my professor, spoke to a personal mentor of mine, Chris Michael Harris, and ultimately that led to us developing this business to bring that to the business world, to bring neurophysiological tools to marketing.
Interesting. And I heard that this was part of the KSU 100.
Yes, so there were a number of things happening at the same time that sort of started out this idea of starting my own business. The KSU 100 was an interesting competition happening at the same time, so we entered that as well. But it has morphed way beyond that. I mean, back then we didn't even know we were going to be called Neurotech. So it's been an interesting ride.
And Adam, if you just want to fill our listeners in on what the KSU 100 is.
Oh yeah, the KSU Top 100 is it's a sort of marriage between like a marketing plan or a business plan competition and the voice style competition, where 100 different entrepreneurs enter the contest, and they go through a series of different eliminations, and at the end of it, the winner of the competition gets $100 in cash and business support for their venture.
And that's led by Chris Hanks?
Yes, Chris Hanks.
Yeah. Sounds like he's doing great things over there.
Oh, yeah.
So, Ty, I had to ask, you sound like you're a pretty accomplished person for the age of 21. I mean, most people can dream of some of the things you've done by the age of 30, 40. So what inspires you to do what you do?
That's an interesting question.
People of inspiration.
Sure. So when I was very young, I became very inspired by Steve Jobs and his ambitions to really leave the world better than he found it. And that has been my sort of championing statement throughout my life, which is to leave the world better than I found it. And when you do believe in doing that, you almost feel an obligation every single day to try and do something that satisfies that statement and satisfies that mission. And so for me, a big part of that was trying to have a big impact on customers and helping them avoid this horrible world that we live in filled with terrible advertising. And so I thought if I could make that a little better, make everyone's lives just that little bit nicer, then it'd be a difference. So that inspired Neuraltech. That inspires me every single day with everything that I do.
That's absolutely brilliant. So I guess that when you've been fighting, looking for clients, and you find yourself waking up in the morning and it's you got a long day ahead of you, what drives that fire inside that gets you out of bed?
Well, for a day-to-day...
Personally.
Sure. For a day-to-day, it really comes down to habit. So I'm a big believer in habits and creating these, to go back to neurophysiological principles, these sort of cognitive pathways in your brain. So that when you wake up, you don't feel that sense of dread. You don't feel that sense of, I don't want to get up. You just have this habit of getting up and doing. And whether that is waking up and the first thing you do is working out, or waking up and reading, waking up and meditating. You know, there's so many things that you can do to help yourself get out of any bad habits, like waking up and dreading what you have to do during the day. And if you can make that first hour or so of your day really, really great, then the rest of the day follows and you end up getting to do some really great stuff.
Yeah, the power of positivity.
Yep, exactly.
Here, I want to interject for a question. That's something that's been kind of on my mind since you said neurological. I just want to know, what would be an actual example of neurological marketing?
Sure. So what we do is based on the research side. Mm-hmm. So you wouldn't necessarily see a difference in a particular ad that is made with traditional approaches versus an ad that is made with neuromarketing approaches. At least it would be very difficult to identify those aspects unless you're looking for them. So what we do is when we do the research, normally people go in and they do a focus group. So they sit around a table and they have a practice practitioner who's going to ask them questions. The problem is that when I ask you a question, you think you know the answer. But if it's a deeply personal question about something you've just seen, like an ad, then you may actually not know. You may not know why you don't like it or why you loved it or what particular parts of it were good and which were bad. And so you try to answer, and maybe you answer in a way that you think you're expected to. Like they want to know the ad is great. So you tell them it's great, even though you didn't really like it. We get over that. So instead of having a person tell you what they think, we can see what they think. We can tell what they feel. We can tell the level of intensity with which they feel it. And we can do that in real time while they're watching the ad. So we don't have to rely on sort of them reporting it to us.
Mm-hmm.
So we take a look at those things. We take a look at sort of what their experience is. And then we adjust the ad in very particular and small ways, sometimes big ways, depending on what the results are, so that it sort of taps into the best parts and eliminates those parts that sort of lost you along the way, or made you feel scared or angry or anything along those lines. And so we tailor it. And we also focus on a bunch of behavioral elements, things that we know as a human being you would be prone to liking if you saw it in the ad. And that really helps us make sure that a company is communicating their message adequately in a way that you can really appreciate.
Oh, wow.
So essentially, you can almost tweak a commercial to invoke a specific emotion.
Sure.
That is incredible.
Wow, that's some Black Mirror stuff.
Well, you know, we bring science to it. So one thing that we often say is we bring data and reality together. We bring them together and we sort of quantify something that for a very long time has been a qualitative study. So people know how to make good ads. There's companies in the world that make really great ads and they do it almost intuitively. We just bring a little bit of data to that so that they can understand it with a numbers approach.
Okay. And this would just be through any sort of medium? Or
yeah. So each medium is unique and different in itself. So if you're watching an ad, then we would use things like eye tracking to see where you're looking. We'd look at EEGs to see how much you're concentrating. We may use galvanic skin response to measure your sweat to determine how much you're feeling those things. Versus if we're doing a website, we'd probably rely heavily on eye tracking because we want to know where you're looking. We want to know what you're paying attention to, whether a button is the right color to attract your attention, etc. So it entirely depends on the medium.
Wow.
And one of your recent clients, I think, is Coca-Cola. How is that experience going?
Well, we can't actually discuss.
Can't discuss?
Yeah, okay. Sorry.
I understand. Okay. So you mentioned earlier that you had a huge fascination with Apple. Can you elaborate more on that and what sparked that and why they stand out to you?
Absolutely. So really that comes down to the first device that I got from Apple when I just sort of realized the amount of care and attention that had gone into it. And I absolutely fell in love with it. And I fell in love with this notion of caring so much about the product, about the packaging, about the communication surrounding it, caring about everything that forms the customer experience, and doing it in a way that aims to better the world, aims to provide people a technology that ultimately lets them live better lives and lets them do incredible things, do research, education, things that help us protect the environment in better ways. All of that with these simple devices that are made the best experience possible. And so that really inspired me. That was like a whoa moment for me, because it's like, wow, there's people that care. There are people that care about design and the packaging and these things that other companies think are completely arbitrary. And that inspired me, because care is something that is very much lacking in this world. And to be able to see a company embody that was truly incredible. And then, of course, the legacy of Steve Jobs surrounding it was truly motivating.
So I guess in the future, do you see yourself doing anything, any collaborations with Apple?
Sure, absolutely. I will never rule that out.
All right. I guess we'll change gears a little bit here. More recently, where are you at with your company? What stage or...
Right. So we're talking to a number of clients, which, as I alluded to earlier, we can't exactly discuss heavily.
Of course.
And so we've done a bunch of research. One of my partners, Adrian Randolph, who is the director of the Brain Lab at Kennesaw State University as well, she has got 14 years of experience in doing these types of things, in running neurological studies. And so what we're trying to do now is just bring it to the commercial side, and we're working with clients to do that as we speak.
Okay, wow. Yeah. All right.
Where do you see your company, I guess, in the next 5 to 10 years? Let's say 5 years, because 10 years, that's a long way out. 5 years is long enough.
You know, we really do believe in making a difference. And a lot of companies nowadays are built with this understanding that the owners and the entrepreneurs who are doing it want to build it so that they can sell it. And we're not of that belief. We don't really want to create something just for the purposes of selling it. We want to create something that ultimately improves the world, makes a difference, and something that, whether it's companies or customers, will know about. And they'll know and appreciate the efforts that we have made to improve their lives. So 5 years from now, we still want to own the company. We still want to be running it. And we want to be working with some major clients to really improve their ads and their communications. And hopefully in 5 years, we will have made enough of a difference that customers will realize that there's a difference. And they will be served with better ads as opposed to what we're seeing nowadays.
Well said. And, you know, being that you've sort of gone over the first graduation hump, am I correct?
Oh, no, I'm still a student.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
So what advice would you have for current students right now that are trying to create their own business or, you know, get their feet wet in the professional world?
Well, firstly, I would recommend it to every student, because it's true what they say, that you learn so much more in the real world than you will from textbooks and lecture halls. I think that every business student should go through the experience of trying to start something, whether it's something small or something bigger. It's a great experience and you learn a lot from it. And I will say, though, that if you're going to do it, be prepared to be very, very busy, because doing schoolwork and also working on a business at the same time can be very taxing, but it ultimately is very satisfying as well.
All right.
And just to wrap up, what would be the best way for our listeners to contact you?
Sure. So we have a website for the company, neuraltech.com. That's NURLTEC.com. And you can go on the website. You'll be able to contact us through there if you're interested in making use of our services or just learning more about applying your physiological principles to business. For me personally, you can go to my website, tyboysen.org. That's TYBOOYZEN.org, where you can learn more about me or if you want to get in contact with me, sure, through there as well.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Ty.
Thank you for having me.
All right. And this is Biz Radio U. Unifying University and Business.